My name is Zephyr Thrall. You're listening to Frank Prattle. You might be listening at artonair.org for Art International Radio, or you might be listening at frankprattle.com. Who knows? And furthermore, who? Never mind. My special guest today is Alethea Framas, and we are here in Soho right now at 15 Wooster Street between Canal and Grand, and Alethea has a pretty damn incredible project called The Lost Astronaut, and it's part of the performance series that's going on in New York right now. Hi, Alethea. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you're doing here.
I'm doing a performance for 15 days. I am a lost astronaut. Lost astronaut is a woman that wanted to go to the moon, and she couldn't, because any woman went to the moon yet.
All right. So there's never been a woman who set foot on the moon yet?
No. A woman went to the space, but never to the moon.
Right.
Therefore, my performance is this woman lost in New York, and every day I follow the instructions of American writers, made me some instructions, and every day I follow. And people can follow the lost astronaut, can meet the lost astronaut in the street, whatever.
Okay. So now, one of the things that, you know, I was thinking about when I heard about your project and saw pictures of it, is that, you know, first of all, where did you get a real spacesuit? It's a real spacesuit, no?
This spacesuit comes from Russia, because, in fact, I tried for 6 months to buy a spacesuit from NASA, but in the end they told me that it's impossible, because the spacesuit from NASA is a military suit. Therefore, it's forbidden to buy. Then what I had to do is to buy in a place where they sell spacesuits for museums.
Okay, so you have a spacesuit that was in, a real spacesuit, though, from Russia.
Yes, it's and went to the space. Went to the space in 73.
It did?
Yes,
and so this suit behind us, yes, has been in space.
Yes, and I have the certificate, and it's a very, you know, it's a very important association that sell me this suit. And I think what is very interesting is people really see in the street that it's a real suit.
Right. So what's been your experience walking around New York City? I mean, luckily it hasn't been boiling hot. You know, you've been in fairly good climate for walking around in a spacesuit. Because you have helmet and everything, helmet, gloves, the whole deal. What's what have been people's reactions?
It's great. I think this project really belongs to New York, because people really, really want to know why what I am doing here, why I'm lost. They have always thing to say about woman going to the moon or not. I think it's a great experience, because it's very interactive performance. Anyway, people really, really stop me in the street.
People do stop you in the,
yes,
street. They're like, "What in the hell are you doing?"
Yes.
And what do you say? Do you, as you flip up your visor, you're like,
"Yes, yes." I talk to them and I say, "I'm a astronaut that wanted to go to the moon, but any woman went to the moon." And I say to them, "I want to go to the moon. How you think I can go?" And then the conversation starts. And even 2 days ago was very funny, because stopped me one man that works in NASA.
No!
Yes!
That
casually, really? Was walking in the street, and we say we will have appointment one day to talk about space.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes, yes. I have his car. And I think a lot of things, you know, this is what I love of this kind of performance in the street, is everything is possible, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, you know, as this project unfolds before you, what were your ideas before you came here of how it would go versus how they're you know, shaping up right now? Has there been much difference, or has it gone pretty much according to your plan?
I think it's going much better than I expected, because I thought that will be more difficult that people you know, react, or for example, I thought that I will be putting, you know, like, people will put me away from the shops or for the places or the public library or places like this. And I must say they let me enter almost everywhere.
Yeah?
Yes, only in the public library. In the end, they told me I have to go because I'm very distracting people.
Really?
Yes. But for the rest, I could go.
The public library asks you to leave?
Yes, they say you are too distracting.
No, really?
Yes. And I say, why astronauts cannot go to a library?
We only want uneducated astronauts
here.
So, other than that, though, you've been doing a lot of performances outdoors. And has the NYPD given you any trouble?
I don't know what is PD. Sorry.
The police department.
No, I think in New York, the police was really good. Only 2 times... the police stopped and told me I have to
put the visor up?
Yes, that I cannot walk with the visor down, that everybody have to see my face.
Really?
Yes, because it's forbidden to cover my face.
No.
Yes, I thought it was very funny. That
really?
Maybe, and then I had to open.
Maybe they just wanted to see what you looked like.
Yes. If I was a pretty astronaut or not.
They're like, anyway, what's your name?
Yes. But really, they were serious.
Yes.
It's the only, it's funny, the law of the city.
Yeah. Well, New York definitely, especially in kind of the last 10 years, has really changed as far as, many things. But one of the things that's been affected is public art projects like this that interacting directly with the public is under a whole new set of kind of rules and regulations with what is acceptable from the NYPD. So, the fact that you just had to put your visor up and that was it, that's great. Because I've heard of many people, been stopped or arrested just for trying to do some public art project, you know what I mean? So we're here in a storefront, though, at the Art Production Fund Lab. And tell us a little bit about what's around us.
Around us is that when people come here, the name is the Base Camp of Lost Astronaut. People can see what I do every day, Polaroids, about what the performance was about. They see a fantastic secretary that she explained all projects, all performance, and we can see too 6 architectural models of houses for the moon. That this lost astronaut is very interested about architecture in the space. Therefore, these models are real in a way that these houses can be made in the moon one day.
So you've actually, just for the listener listening, there are kind of globe shapes all around on shelves. They're in black. They look a little, I would say, I'm going to say a little bit like the Death Star, and have kind of, but also look like visors with clear plastic that goes over kind of shelving, kind of, like an astronaut helmet slightly, with inside being architectural models of, kind of future homes. And so have you been working with an architect then on this?
Yes, with an architect and an astronaut. And our theme is how to democratize the moon, in the idea that everything that is made for the moon is military at this moment, and we would like it to have this possibility to make houses for everybody.
Okay. One of the things I just heard recently within the past couple of days is they just found a large quantity of water on the moon, which changes ideas about the moon quite a bit. Have you heard about that?
Yes, because the trip to go to the moon several times was a successful failure. In fact, was a failure because, in fact, what they wanted was to find water, but they couldn't find. Because if it's water, like now they discover, means that really is possible life in the moon. Because right. With water, we will have oxygen, then we will have plants, and it's all like a chain of life.
And then we'll have strip malls.
Yes.
with that being said, what do you think, when do you think that we'll have a woman on the moon?
I think I have a lot of hope that next year China that I really try to, you know, I live in Shanghai, I really try to be connected to the to the cosmonauts there, to the Tycho Nat is the name.
Tycho Nat?
Yes, I think the first woman will be Chinese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Next year, I think they try to bring Chinese woman there, but I think I think will be Chinese. Yes.
What do you think about kind of what is it, space tourism? Have you heard about this?
Yes. Next year too.
Specifically with Russia, like, you know, sending like millionaires into space. What do you think about that?
I think it's a this. I think only likely rich people can go. But next year we have the Virgin Galactic will be the first airlines for a space for tourists in the space Even they make a joke, but it's true that if you have 1 million miles from Virgin, you can fly for free.
Therefore, really?
Yes. Therefore, will be the first tourism, and I really think will work really well because I think everybody, knows how to say the people want more and more new experience.
Right.
You know. Therefore. Who don't want to go to the space one time in their life, you know?
Yeah.
Therefore.
So for yourself, I mean, when did this dream start for you? I mean, obviously, you actually do want to go to the moon, no?
Yes. I think I really follow the theory that human beings, we are very curious, and we want to know more and more. Therefore, I think... if it's a possibility to go to the moon, I would love to go to the moon before I die. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me get a check. I'll be ready. Hold on. Now, so as far as the artists you've been working with, probably the one who's the most famous, because you know how the project stands is you have this space here in Soho, and then you're a secretary during the day. And then you execute different projects, and you've asked all these artists and curators and writers and people like that to give you projects. And obviously the big one is Marina Abramović.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about the project that she had you do.
She was very, I think, I must say was very beautiful because I had to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm very happy because at this moment I had already some audience that came to see the performance, and I had to drink water, to open the door for half an hour. I had to walk in the street, and was very beautiful light for 1 hour, like a astronaut on the moon. And then I had to take the first train I could to anywhere and come back. And by the New York Times and read the newspaper. But I thought all together was one of the most beautiful performance for the people too, because it was a way to know New York and from very early in the morning, you know, because we started, it was dark. I think it was very beautiful performance. But at the same time, I must say the most beautiful performance I do is when something happened in the street that I don't expect it. I think this is the most interesting moment for me. For example, I had to go to Central Park, and one of the moments was a naked woman making photos. She was a model, and somebody was making photos to her, and was very strange the contrast between me and her.
There's this astronaut like, yes, walking next to the naked woman. You're, yes, like,
I think this kind of surprises, I think, makes the project very interesting.
So, but that being said, I'm going to ask you the tough question.
Yes.
Least favorite performance?
My
Out of all the performances, the one that you disliked. Or that didn't, not necessarily disliked, because, you know, you asked all these people, but the one that didn't come off like you wanted.
Yeah, for example, yesterday was a difficult one, because it was made about one astronaut that she died, and we could only read about this woman, this astronaut, but we could not do anything, any action. And I thought the story was very nice, but it's pity that, yeah, in fact, it's no instruction. It's right. Just read. I thought I really enjoy more when I have to do things, even if it's much more tiring. I think it's what I like, the interaction with the people. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there a website that people can go to while they're listening?
They can go to Facebook and look for Lost Astronaut, or they can go to my website, aliciaframes.com.
Okay. Or, you know, the performer website.
Yes, it's great.
So, my name is Zephyr Thrall. You're listening to Frank Prattle. My special guest today has been Alicia Framis, and we are inside the True Center space station here in SoHo, and she's been talking a little bit about her project, Lost Astronaut.